We are live at One Discovery Place, and we're talking to the man who was at the center of this all those years ago when it all began, and who's the man still at the center of it, taking it in new directions and to new places, but he's not doing that on his own. Adrian Gore, how do you explain to people what the values are?
The organization from the start was never built on a financial plan and capital. I'm kind of embarrassed when you mentor other entrepreneurs, you need a capital plan and five-year projection. You do need that, truthfully. We never did that. We started out with a purpose, a set of values, and an ambition, and we kind of just scaled up the ambition, and it's worked remarkably well.
So what is that purpose?
Well, the purpose is make people healthier, and it was a pretty strong insight when we started that the only way you could build a sustainable health insurance company in those days was to bring the demand for healthcare down. And I say this, I hope it doesn't sound kind of trite. I mean, I have learned it's the power of the people. And this team, I would say with deepest conviction, is the strongest in this country, for sure. I think globally... Yeah,
give yourselves a round of applause. It's good.
And I'll tell you, I'm completely biased. I've been to companies like Apple and Cupertino. Our people would compete anywhere. That's the truth of it. So at the core of it is the people. But I do think the organizing principle around a purpose and a business model of shared value and the ability to apply that to life insurance, banking, to see if we get that right, gives us a conviction that we can compete. But the values were 8 core values that we stuck to. We've never changed them at all. And we added one word to one of the values over 25 years.
Yeah.
And they've served us well because I think they're authentic.